Как дела? Очень хорошо сегодня. Hi, James from Inkvid. I'm not Russian. I'm just practicing it. I was thinking about traveling, maybe Ecuador, perhaps Russia. Beautiful ladies there. And when I thought about it, I mean, let's face it. Nobody wants to be stuck in one place, right? For your whole life. You're an international person trying to learn an international language, which is English. And, you know, you know what? Let's do idioms on the face. I said, let's face it. I'm going to talk to Mr. E and we'll get the lesson started, okay? Idioms of the face, 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 face. Take that, Madonna. All right, so what do we got, E? All right, well, we talked about let's face it, but we'll come back to that in case you're wondering what that is. And let's start with number one. And where is number one? Pucha! The nose. La nez. The nose. What about the nose? Well, the nose, you bring in air. You bring things to yourself. The stuff of life, right? So if you know something which is good, which is air, I find air to be very, very good. In fact, necessary, you might say. Want this. You're going to have a nose for value. Why? Oxygen is necessary for life or you die. And when we say someone has a nose for value, it means they know what the good stuff is. They know what is good and they know what is valuable. So if you have a nose for value, you know a good deal, a good bargain, or you know something good when you see it, right? All right. Now here's the other thing. Remember I said breathing? Oh, by the way, you like this? I look good today, yeah? Anyway, back to work. Pay through the nose. Oxygen is the stuff of life. If you don't breathe, you die. So sometimes we talk about paying through the nose when something is too expensive. You pay too much for it. Yes, oxygen is important, but I also need my blood and my heart and my brain. So we say to pay through the nose is to pay too much for something or pay a lot of money for something. You don't really want to pay through the nose. That's an expensive way to pay. Okay? So we did nose. What's the next one we're going to do? He is man of little brain. That's a brain, in case you don't know what that is. Or, the brain is the physical part. That's the thing they can put their head in and take out of you. But we usually say, I think in my mind, my mind. My mind is where my ideas come from. Okay? So when we say something like this, a lot on her mind, it means you're thinking a lot about things. I have a lot on my mind. I'm going to give you a three idiom free. Okay. This one is a lot on my plate, which is a lot to do, but that's another one. So a lot on my mind means I have a lot of thoughts going in my head. Okay. So, and it's not quite the face or the head, but look, it's inside your head. Your face is here. Your brain is here. So if you have a lot on your mind, it means you have a lot to think about, right? You got to make dinner, you got to study at Inkvid. I mean, you're a very busy person, and I'm impressed by you. All right, next. Four, golf term. Have you ever, okay, I'm trying to remember this, hold on a second. Have you ever tried to remember something, and it's just not there, but you can almost see it in your head, but it won't come out of your mouth, it's right. Well, this is called the tip, hip. On the marker is the tip. The tip is the top. When we say something's on the tip of your tongue, it means it's almost there. You can almost remember it, but it just won't come out, right? Try not to think of something else that, anyway. So it's on the tip of your tongue. It's just, it's on the tip of my tongue, but it won't move. All right? Okay, cool. You like that? So when someone says, what's his name? His name is... Oh, it's Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mr. D. It's right there on the tip of my tongue. I wish I could say E. There, got it. On the tip of your tongue. So, I'm sure some of you right now are a little bit perturbed. Perturbed means bothered or upset because I'm making all these funny faces. And you might think I'm being a little bit, I don't know, a little obnoxious, which means rude. You know, just a little bit. My lips are moving. When you think somebody's being rude to you or they're talking like, you go, hey, don't get lippy, man. Don't get lippy. I kill you if you get lippy. Lippy means because your lips are moving, you're talking too much. You're being a little bit rude. excuse me, usually when we say this one, lippy, L-I-P-P-Y, children get lippy. Your boyfriend or girlfriend might get lippy, and you give them the business hand of your hand, the business side of your hand. Right? Don't make me use the business side. You're going to get lippy like that. It's going to be business. And no, I don't abuse people or pets. It's just a joke. All right, so lippy. It's an old one, but a good one. Now, 5, 6. My dad would say that one. Number 6. Notice the head. This is your face, eyes, nose, mouth. But they're on your head. When you're walking, your head moves along with you. And as long as your head is moving, okay, see, my head's still moving. Okay, if I was in India, I would be doing this. My head's moving, okay. I'm making headway. Headway means your head. Bobby Hales. I went to school with a guy named Bobby Hales. He really walked like this. He knew he was going forward because his head kept moving. Anyway, when you make headway, it means you make progress. If I say to you, did you make any headway on that project? I mean, did you make any progress? Are you moving forward? Because the head must go forward. Yeah? So, make. There we go. Head. Headway. All right? It seems like we're almost done. We've come a complete circle. We started off this whole thing when I said, let's face it. And what does let's face it mean? Well, let's put it here because that's the face, right? It means to look at something as it is, to look at it as it really is, right? When you have to face something, you take your face, you put it at it and go, well, that's it there. I'm not going to embellish, which means to make more of something, make it more than it really is. I'm just going to tell you as it is. And let's face it, this was a pretty damn good lesson because I took the one thing you carry everywhere you go and you're going to remember certain things, right? Don't be lippy. Don't play by them lips. Don't be lippy, right? I could have given you nosy. You know nosy? Yeah, that's another time. But you're going to look for things of good value, right? You're going to look for, because you have a nose for value. That's why you're studying at Ingvid. Why else are you here, right? Don't pay through the nose. We're free, for God's sakes. You don't pay anything, right? And you're making headway in your English, right? You're getting better. Just by me going through these idioms, you're like, yeah, I get it. I understand my head. I'm moving forward, right? Of course, it's going to put a lot on your mind. It's a new language. It makes you think. But this is good. Thinking causes you to grow. I know what's on the tip of your tongue. I know what's on the tip of your tongue. What does Mr. E really mean? And I told you before, if you guess, I'll let you know. Oh, by the way, bro. I told you, 10 videos with bro. It's probably number 4 now. Finally, as I said, let's face it. I've had fun, you've had fun, and we're going to have more fun in the future because I know you're coming back to where? www.ing.com, where you'll meet myself, my friend Mr. E, and a fabulous other teachers who will teach you English. Don't forget to do the quiz, okay? And make sure you press like on the top of the screen. It's been fun. Got to go now.